back to His Time. It is Thursday, February 6th, 7:36, and it is time for our regular Thursday guest. Joining us by phone this morning, Jane Wilkie from Lutheran Senior Services. Good morning, Jane.
And a wonderful good morning to you, Andy, and to all of our listeners.
Yes, it's a lovely day here in St. Louis.
Well, at least I can see out the window that the sky is blue. It was sunny when I was driving in, so that's good after the last couple of days.
Very good. Yes. It's nice to see some sun.
It is. And actually, what I wanted to talk about this morning is one of the programs that we have here at Lutheran Senior Services that I'm not sure everyone is aware of, but in some way, shape, or form has probably touched a life of someone near and dear to most of our listeners, and that is hospice care. I thought about that in that last evening. I just heard about an aunt of mine that had passed away in Minnesota and had been on hospice. And just before that, there was another person whose life we celebrated recently who had been in hospice. And I thought, you know, hospice is something that people don't often talk about because that's something that we hope never enters into our life. And so I thought I would just chat a few minutes because I know that these particular families have been blessed through the gift of hospice, and thought I would just let people know a little bit more about what that is. We do have our own hospice care program here at Lutheran Senior Services. The first myth I would want to bust in terms of LSS hospice care, though, is that it is not just for that older adult. So hospice care, you know, because we're associated with Lutheran Senior Services, you may assume that if you are younger than 62 and needing hospice care, that you would not contact us. So the first thing I would let you know is that hospice care is for all ages, and we certainly do not restrict this gift of hospice to just older adults. The majority of the people that we serve through Lutheran Senior Services are older adults through hospice, but it really applies to anyone with what is called a life-limiting illness. When life expectancy is maybe 6 months or less, or if an illness has run its normal, course of progression. So it's that time when the treatments the cure is no longer effective, so it's more, maybe it's become more than the person wants to bear. So that focus of care shifts more to pain symptom relief, so that the remaining time of that person's life may be very comfortable and may be filled with the blessings of family and friends. Most oftentimes we think about cancer as being that diagnosis that brings people to hospice, but it's also congestive heart failure or ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, or kidney or liver disease or chronic lung disease, or maybe the stroke that brings a person to that end stage of the disease process. So hospice is really for anyone who is looking at that journey to make those end days comfortable, mm-hmm. and to give that family an opportunity to share the blessings that are there. Our hospice team is a team that it has the nurses, the caregivers, but it also has a chaplain. And the grief process lasts long after someone enters eternal glory, so we also have that available for families. So if anyone is interested in learning more about hospice care, they can call 314-446-2539. Once again, that's 314-446-2539. I myself have had both of my parents and a sister go through hospice, and so I know firsthand what a blessing that can be.
Sure, at a very tender time in life, mm-hmm. it's important to have that care.
A very tender time. And we all know it is a very difficult decision to make. Mm-hmm. And many families wait until they want to say wait too long, and that sounds judgmental. I do not mean it that way. But I think people assume that hospice is really only for those last days of life. actually hospices for the last months of life to really bring a depth of fullness to it. So I would encourage people that are facing this in their life to really think about how much richness it can bring to all of you earlier than most people assume.
Sure.
And the devotional thought that I thought I would tie into that is when someone finds themselves, whether it's themselves or a loved one, at that particular time in life that might require hospice, I am certain that if it is not spoken out loud, it is at least thought, and that is the phrase, it isn't fair. Life just isn't fair, and it's true that in our sinful world, once the fall of sin came into being, then life, there was a lot of part life that does not seem fair. And it reminded me actually of a project, a writing project that I had been involved in with CPH years ago. It's part of a women's Bible study devotional called A New Song. And each of us women were invited to write on a psalm. And there are five meditations and questions that follow each psalm. And I wrote on Psalm 73, which is a very unusual psalm. It's the Psalm of Asaph, and unusual from the standpoint that it's not usually one of the ones that we dig into. My writings was about life isn't fair. Asaph is looking at all of the ungodly people around him, and here he's following the godly life, and they're the ones who seem to get the riches, and he does not. And so that particular set of verses that I wrote about was Psalm 73, verses 4 to 12. And I just would just like to read just a small snippet of what I wrote in here from the center part of the devotion. And it said, can you feel it? Can you relate to the tension and struggle within Asaph? Can you see how he might have difficulty with the sharp contrast between the carefree, often prosperous life of evildoers and his own angst as a godly, God-fearing man? It's not fair. When you think about it, though, how much of what we consider unfair is all about us thinking we deserve better? It's as if we have set up a scenario for our life, for how our life was or is supposed to be, and we are waiting for God to comply. And when he doesn't, we tell ourselves that that's just not fair. Well, here it comes, that age-old response, life isn't fair. But let me offer that response with a twist. Life isn't fair, and that's a very good thing. After all, if life were tit-for-tat, even Stephen, quid pro quo, there'd be someone somewhere keeping a scorecard. And if left up to us, we'd fall far short. In Romans 3, verse 23, we read, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." When the Apostle Paul wrote about God's glory in this verse, he was referring to God's intent at creation, when he created man in his own image in all holiness and righteousness. But that was before the fall into sin, before there was any reason to keep score, before there would ever be a winner or a loser. Because of sin, we are eternally separated from God. And if there were a scorecard, every sin we have ever committed in thought or in word or in deed would have been marked against us. In all fairness, we'd lose big time. Because of sin, we would have been marked for eternal punishment. Just three chapters later in Romans 6, verse 23, we read, "For the wages of sin is death." So if life were truly fair, we would never, ever begin to measure up. But read on as the verse continues, "But the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." Did you catch that? Being returned to a right state with God is a gift. It has nothing to do with our effort and everything to do with the sacrificial love of our Savior. If there were anyone who would have had the right to shout, "It's not fair," it would have been God's very own Son, Jesus Christ, as he carried our sins to the cross. I can only imagine the pain as he cried out, my God, why have you abandoned me?" God turned his back on Jesus when he should have been turning his back on us. No, life isn't fair, and it's a good thing. So that's just our thought for today, that that because of what God has done for us in Christ, we are forgiven. And so as we face all of those aspects of life, where life in our own terms doesn't seem fair, we set them at the foot of the cross, where Jesus took our sins for our salvation.
Amen. Thanks, Jane.
Have a wonderful day.
You too. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Coming up in just a little bit, we'll talk with Laura Montgomery from Lutheran Elementary School Association.